Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 744 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. And before I say anything else, I just want to mention Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I actually, while batch recording these a month in advance, I forgot that yesterday's episode was actually going to be Thanksgiving. I thought it was the 25th, but it's actually the 24th here in 2016. So happy belated Thanksgiving to those of you who celebrate. You guys are awesome, and thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate you. All right, now here's today's question from Amanda.
Hi, Pat. I'm Amanda. I'm a newbie, and I'm building my first new website. I'd like to have a book club as part of my site to help build and grow my community. And I was wondering if I can ask them to buy the books through an affiliate link, or if that would just not be a cool thing to do. Thanks. I love listening to your podcast.
Hey, Amanda, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And I love the idea of a book club. And I know I love the idea because I have a book club myself. You can find it at patsbookclub.com. And there's many different ways to run a book club. For mine, it's just simply people joining an email list and they get a message from me once a month with the latest book I've been reading and a little bit of thoughts about it. And also my archive is there at patsbookclub.com as well. And many people go into more depth. Many people do a YouTube video and actually share more insights about the book and show the cover. And that's really cool. That actually gets a lot of engagement. And whatever the case may be in terms of how you run it, it's definitely okay to share an affiliate link. Now, I will say that I think it's important to let people know that it is an affiliate link or a referral link if people want to get the book. But you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that you're providing a service in terms of having a book club, a place where people can come together to understand what books you're reading or even communicate related to those books. That's an idea that I threw around that I have yet to act on. But you know, more than just a book club, is there a way for people to interact related to these books and we can have specific discussions about these books every month? I don't know. But whatever the case may be, having an affiliate link in there is totally okay. Now, the one thing I will share with you, and I got verification from this on Amazon, if you are going to be sharing affiliate links through Amazon or from Amazon through their associates program, so you can get a little bit of commission off the top there, you're not allowed to put affiliate links into emails. You're not allowed to put affiliate links into emails. That's against their terms of service, and you don't want your account to get banned or you know, because of that. So one thing that I do is kind of a workaround, and I verified that this was okay, is I link to my book club page in my email. I talk about the book that I'm getting, and I say, go and get the book. But that link goes directly to my book club page. And on the book club page, and you're totally encouraged to do this, you're allowed to put the affiliate links there, of course. So maybe every month, instead of having one page, you have a blog post where you talk about this book, write about it, share your thoughts on it, maybe even do a video with it, have people discuss in the comments section, and then you have affiliate links throughout, having people, you know, pointing people toward that book. And then you can even mention the next book that you're going to be covering and have people get early access to that before you talk about it the next time around. That's actually a pretty cool idea. And then in your emails that you send out, you just say, hey, I'm reviewing this book this month, or this is the book of the month. check out the blog post. I just posted it, and then there it is. And so you don't have to worry about that rule anymore of linking to it directly in the email. You're linking it, it in your blog posts, in your views, in your YouTube videos. That's totally cool to do. And actually, they do encourage that because they want to sell more stuff, and they just, for whatever reason, don't want it done through email. So yeah, hopefully that helps, Amanda. And I wish you the best of luck. And again, totally okay that these are affiliate links. I would be honest about the fact that those are affiliate links and that you're not hiding the fact that, you know, you do get a little bit of commission. But I always mention in that sort of situation with the book club, for example, I would say, by the way, if you want to pick up this book, we're reading this one next month. Here's my Amazon affiliate link. No extra cost to you, but I do earn a commission if you do go through that link. But you don't have to. And that's it. That just kind of takes all the yuckiness out of that if you were worried about that. So yeah, Amanda, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And wishing you all the best. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And as always, here's a quote to finish off the day by Warren Whitlock. And this quote is, "My goal is to spark something within the reader and allow it to initiate an idea they can then grow." Awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.